This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea threatened Tuesday to take bold and decisive military steps against Japan as it slammed Tokyo's adoption of a national security strategy as an attempt to turn the country into an aggressive military power. The North's statement came 4 days after Japan announced a security strategy that reflects its determination to possess counter-strike capability and double its military spending to gain a more offensive footing against threats from China and North Korea. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking an order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers, but the brief order leaves open the prospect that the restriction in place since the coronavirus pandemic began and have been used to turn back hundreds of thousands of prospective asylum seekers could still expire Wednesday. The court's decision comes as officials and aid groups along the border are trying to prepare for whatever changes may or may not come on Wednesday. At a White House press briefing, Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that there is a process in place.
When Title 42 goes away, we will go back to Title 8, which allows for a process to make sure that people can have their own asylum claims heard, and those who do not have a legal basis to remain will be quickly removed.
The order Monday by Chief Justice John Roberts, who handles emergency matters that come from federal courts in the nation's capital, comes as conservative states are pushing to keep the limits on asylum seekers that were put in place to stem the spread of COVID-19. Russia's war in Ukraine and anti-regime protests in Iran limited both Moscow and Tehran's ability to try to influence or interfere in the recent U.S. midterm elections, according to a senior American military official. U.S. agencies were on high alert before November's vote for potential cyber attacks or foreign influence operations, particularly after adversaries were judged by intelligence agencies to have meddled before. This is VOA News. Russia's war in Ukraine and anti-regime protests in Iran, again, limited both Moscow and Tehran's ability to try to influence or interfere in the recent U.S. midterm elections. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare trip to close ally Belarus as his forces pursued their campaign to bombard Ukraine with missile and drones amid a broad battlefield stalemate almost 10 months into the war. Moscow has been targeting Ukraine's power grid since October as part of a strategy to try to leave the country without heat and light during the winter. Putin's brief trip to Minsk also could herald more military support for the Kremlin's war effort after Moscow's neighbor and ally provided Russia with a launching pad for the invasion. The year-and-a-half-long investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol concluded Monday, and as VOA's Catherine Gibson explains, specifically targets former U.S. President Donald Trump.
The committee cannot pursue criminal charges, but it did make 4 referrals to the U.S. Department of Justice, recommending 4 charges against Trump. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States.
Lawmakers also said Trump should be charged with obstruction of their investigation, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and conspiracy to make a false statement. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says it's ramping up efforts to help house people now sleeping on sidewalks and tents and cars. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Biden administration has announced a program to have federal agencies work with local officials to reduce unsheltered homelessness in select cities that have not yet been named. The Department of Housing and Urban Development said that in federally required tallies across the country early this year, about 582,000 people were counted as homeless, but that number misses some people and does not include those staying with friends or family because they do not have a place of their own. The figure was nearly the same as it was in a survey conducted in early 2020, just before the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Norman Hall.
Caring for sick children has become extra stressful for many U.S. parents recently due to shortages of children's Tylenol and other medicines. Doctors and other experts say the problem could persist through the winter cold and flu season. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.